Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On our West Star Hotline, standing by is our very own Paul Hamilton to talk more about the game last night against the Ducks. Good morning, Mr. Hamilton. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Mr. Paul Hamilton, I would say that the Sabres' first period, it's almost like the way this team had played the first six games. They played their best period and then hit the mat. You know, it's almost like that last gasp and then finally hit the mat and played not a great game. You know, it's their first loss, so people are going to be, you know, you take it in stride as things like that happen. But let's start with the first period where they were bonkers. What, 19 shots? They were dominant in the first period.
If it wasn't for Gibson, they would have had five goals easily. I mean, he robbed a couple of guys. Then after that, I think he had to make maybe two saves that were hard after that. But they were skating. They were winning every battle. I mean, look at the way Skinner and Reinhardt battled on the power play goal down low. And, you know, they both were working hard, and they wind up getting an open net tap in for Olofsson. They just had so many great opportunities that they created themselves. The passing was good. They were winning every battle. They were skating hard. Allmark didn't have all that much to do as far as great saves or anything like that. And it just all of a sudden flipped. And it seemed like the offside call where the Ducks had scored Ralph Krueger, that's his first challenge of his career since he's been with the Sabres, and they were offside. The goal got wiped off. Didn't matter. They scored anyway about less than a minute later on a tip-in where, you know, they're not covering the guy in front of the net, really, and they're basically standing with him, but they're not tying up his stick at tip-in, and the Ducks never looked back. They decided, you know what, let's just start hitting these guys. And from that point forward, they didn't care if it was a clean hit, a dirty hit. They hit anything that moved. They started skating, and the Sabres didn't respond at all. And it was like night and day. You very rarely see that. See a team's best game and its worst game in one period to the next.
In terms of what the Sabres need to do better, I mean, the answer last night would have been score on one of the power plays when the Ducks took one of their silly penalties, and they weren't able to do that.
That's the thing. The Ducks were being dumb about it. They took some really stupid penalties. I mean, you're up a goal, you're up two goals, and you're taking some of the dumb penalties that they took. And it wasn't just one. They just kept running to the penalty box, and the Sabres couldn't capitalize. They couldn't even really get any chances. I mean, the Ducks were coming at them hard as far as hurrying them in the offensive zone. Other teams have tried that, and the Sabres have still made them pay. They got good enough guys that they're okay at moving the puck under duress. And it doesn't really matter, but this time, for whatever reason, the trying to move the puck under duress just didn't work, and it was just getting fired down at the other end. And in some cases, they were getting some good scoring opportunities themselves on the Sabres coming down. As a Sabre power play, and this goes back to Montreal, is now two of its last 16. So it's kind of cooled off a little bit. And you know, really, they could have right off. I mean, the Ducks took a real stupid penalty at the end of the second period, so the Sabres could have had a power play goal to start the third right away and been right back in the game at 4-3. But they didn't really even test Gibson. I mean, as I said, once the Ducks made it 2-1, Gibson had very little to do back there after he stood on his head and before that time in the first period, making 17 saves.
I want to ask you about Dahlin, because at some point he was taken off the number one power play and put on the number two power play. And then I think in the third period, I forget exactly where, Ralph Krueger flipped around his defense pairings too. What's going on with Dahlin right now?
It was late. I think it might have been the last power play in the third period that they just switched him and Miller. And Kruger said afterwards that he just wanted a different look because of the way the game was going.
Okay.
He said it wasn't anything that anybody was doing wrong, because Dahlin did come out for the second power play, so it wasn't like he was benched or anything. They just flipped it. And, yeah, the defense really was, you know, once they got into the second period, the defense was having all sorts of trouble. So he kind of went back to some of the pairs he was using in preseason. And he doesn't say how they do it. I don't know if that's a Steve Smith move or if that's a Kruger move, but one of the two coaches decided it was time to, you know, see if they could do something different, because they really, really were struggling in that particular game on defense. Now, it'd be interesting to see, you know, what they do tonight in Los Angeles, if they stick with that or they go back to what worked for them in the first six games. And just, you know, I just think they wanted to, and he'll do that sometimes. It just, they haven't had too many games where they've been that bad that they have to switch things up. But he seems like a coach that isn't going to sit there for long if things aren't going well.
Okay, on that note, let me ask you about Victor Olofsson. He scores again last night. He's got six goals. They're all on the power play. What are you seeing from him 5-on-5?
5-on-5, it's more he's not getting himself in the open areas to be able to accept a pass. You don't notice him all that much. I thought his 5-on-5 has been a little bit better the last two games. I don't know if you'd say the last two periods of last night, but in the first period and the game before, you noticed him a little bit more along the wall in the battles, but it just doesn't seem like he's engaged in the battles, or he's finding the open spot. In the power play, he's finding the open spot and able to convert on it. But he's not really even, you think, 5-on-5. He hasn't, I don't know if he's had a scoring chance 5-on-5 all year.
He had that backhander. I think that was right after the Ducks took the lead. He broke.
Okay.
They came out of the replay late, and all of a sudden you see Olofsson skating in on the net.
But he hasn't.
He hasn't had that many, Paul.
That's right. It was the breakaway. That might have been the first time, and that was another stupid penalty the Ducks took. Or, you know, after that, with a real dirty hit. But yeah, you're right. I forgot about the breakaway play there. But he's just got to, you know, get himself to open areas, get himself to the net, and you know, get where the goals are scored, because he certainly isn't afraid to be where goals are scored. He's there where on the power play, but you know, I think he just has to be around the net more, and you know, he's got two guys that'll find him.
I'm just curious, like, when you start talking about Kruger, how long he stays with certain things. They've been winning. They've been productive. The second line's been the Johansson line's been scoring with Skinner. But if Olofsson doesn't produce at 5-on-5, at some point you'd think he might tinker with some things.
Yeah, Paul, that's my big thing right now. I'm not calling to break everything up, but I just don't know about Olofsson 5-on-5 on the top line, how long that can last if they don't start producing more.
You're right. I mean, you've given it a good try. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're seven games in now, and it hasn't worked really at all. You know, you say he's been a little bit better, but it's still not working. And you've got other guys who are in horrendous slumps. You know, Jimmy Vesey just is nowhere to be found, because that line, it gets every now and then some offensive time, but really, since Sherry's been hurt, that line has been invisible, and VC's been invisible. So you're right. I mean, when does it get to a point where, you know, they try somebody else up there?
Paul Hamilton joining us on our Wester Hotline. He'll be part of the coverage tonight, late night from Los Angeles. Paul is worth staying up for, unless you're me, in which case, Paul, I'm sure you'll sound great, but I'm going to sleep early. So.
Well, I saw Jeremy was up watching for a little while.
He was hanging out listening to you guys.
Paul, I was actually very happy about, well, not very happy, but the fourth goal that Anaheim scored with 13 seconds left in the second period. I'd made a deal with myself, which was, I'm going to bed if they score here. And then they scored with 13 seconds left, so I went to bed. So
but,
I got
but
a little
you said
more.
You heard some of the post game, so you.
I did. I woke up, and I was listening, Paul, and I woke up to your voice on post game. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're gonna be cranky all day long now.
Oh man! Thank you, Mr. Hamilton.
Have a good one.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.